Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops of the week.
My whoops, my whoops.
Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger.
How's it going, Mary J?
I'm okay. Oh, you said how's it going? Sorry, I was already ready.
Well,
I mean, don't know.
That's okay. Yeah.
I did this. Here's the thing. I did this like brunch show today and I like started with this joke that I thought was like this like little riff that I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And I did not like being corrected publicly about that. But there was like a table of bachelorettes at a brunch show naturally. And
were they wearing sashes?
No, they weren't. They okay. weren't. They okay. were fine. They were doing fine. They were older.
Yeah. They're like, this is our third marriage.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, she's getting married. And then I said, and I'm fine. And I thought it was going to be really funny. And everyone was like, and one girl goes, aw. And I was yeah. like, oh, no, like now I've given off the vibe. Like they don't trust me.
Yeah. I've done that before with a. I had a joke about my friend being pregnant and I was like, three of my friends are pregnant, but it's okay. Like, I don't need a baby right now. And everybody was just like,
yes, you do.
How sad for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't work out.
They were like, I don't, are you pushing 30?
I don't like when I'm trying to be like selfed up and very funny. My mom does. I told my mom I was going to block her on Facebook if she just tested me one more time, but she like responds to my self-dep stuff.
Oh yeah.
And it'll be like, no, you're beautiful.
Oh, I hate like, that.
Please stop.
You're like, Mom, remember that show Mary J and I did a show together a couple weeks ago and she said she was like, I know I look like somebody that like everybody wants to date or something like that, and the guy in the audience went you were like, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
Fuck you. And then you just ripped on the crowd and you were like, I didn't come to this show to get made fun of. Fuck you. Fuck this show. Fuck the host.
I will spiral.
You got mad.
I will spiral.
Yeah.
I was like, no. And sometimes I'm like kidding. That time I wasn't kidding because it's like, I want like, I didn't mean fuck the show, but like,
no.
I was like, dude, don't scoff at that. Like, I know what I'm saying, but you don't get to, like, scoff at it. Like, I am
certain
trying
parts
to get you to
you
laugh
get to
at
scoff
it.
At, but not
but
this
you don't
part.
Get to, like...
Right. I tell you when the laugh comes.
I will dictate this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do not get to... You don't get to make more fun of me than I'm making fun of me. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because usually when someone, like, burns me, I don't care because I'm like, well, I'm the queen. Like, no... Yeah. Bow down to the queen. No one burns themselves better than me. But...
Amen.
When people try, like, there's sometimes they're really funny, and the ones that are funnier than the ones I've said really hurt my feelings.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I hate that too when you're like, oh, I thought this was going to be playful and fun, but now you're,
right.
You're really hurting me.
You don't like me. I hate when you're doing a roast and then you, like, realize the person, like, doesn't actually like you and was, like, waiting for this.
It's hard to do roasts for people that I know really well because I'm like, I know your innermost insecurities and I want to attack
you
them
were
now.
Sad about your abortion.
Yeah.
Roasted.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that would be, I imagine that would be
yeah,
very sad.
I mean,
thing.
You
I'm
know,
sorry.
Maybe. R.I.P. I don't know. Abortions are good, right? Like, have them if you want them.
Right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Do you have any mistakes this week?
Probably that one.
Yeah.
And then we'll just... Like, I could have said anything. I could have said any other or nothing.
No, never nothing.
I can never not say nothing.
Never not say nothing. That's our slogan.
This is the thing. Okay, so I went with my mom to see her, like, financial...
Advisor. Okay.
Because she was like, maybe he'll help you, like... I don't have money to like.
I know. That's what people are always like. You should talk to a financial advisor. I'm like, if I had the money for that, I wouldn't need the advice.
Right. I'm not looking at how to invest it.
Like, right. I don't need to build my stock portfolio. Thank you.
So I was like, okay, like, fine, whatever. Like, we'll go together. Like, maybe she'll take me to lunch after. Cause she'll like.
That's a good investment. See, you don't need him.
So I like all things I do are in hopes of lunch, but we get there, and before we walk in, she goes, hey, just before we go in, I want you to know he's in a wheelchair. And I was like, what did you think I was going to do?
Like, what do you think I'd be like? Oh, what's up, Wheelie? Like, you, what I've will you do?
Never in my life. Right. Like, I was like, first of all, how dare you? Secondly, I work with some people who happen to use wheelchairs. Like, I wouldn't make fun of someone for having a disability.
It's not something that's funny.
And I was like, what did you, like, I honestly, like, I was about to be like, forget going in there. We're about to have a goddamn conversation.
You and me right now.
What in the fuck you were thinking?
Yeah.
Like, she's out of her mind.
Totally.
She's banned.
Your mom sucks.
My mom's canceled. All right. Yeah. That was my whoops. It was more my mom's whoops, because the whoops was that my feelings were hurt.
Yeah. Well, how was the talk with the financial advisor? Do you feel like it was helpful?
I thought he was really hot.
Oh.
Sorry. That was just an aside.
No. That's great.
I mean, that's about.
Yeah.
I thought.
You're like, oh, you're hot. My money is fine.
I mean, basically, he was like, when you have money, come talk back to me and I'll help you.
He's like, this isn't what I do.
Right. I'm not here to help you budget.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't work at the
32.
Welfare office. Yeah. Oh, update on cutting my own hair.
Oh, right.
I feel like it went great. It's up in a ponytail now, so you can't see it.
But I'm not sure.
I will say the last 3 days, I've gotten compliments on my hair more than I have in a long time.
That's great.
I cut it myself and I dyed it myself. So
wait, what did you dye? You dyed it.
It's a little more purpley. See?
Okay. I see the gleam of it in the window.
Yeah. It's a subtle highlight of purple. But I've gotten a lot of compliments on the way my hair looks. And I've been like, thank you. I did it myself. And people don't seem to be interested in hearing that part of it.
When it's going well.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, well, just so you know, don't give anybody else credit for this hair. It's all me. So I think for the future, I will just be cutting my own hair. Because it went fine. I did it in the bathroom with... I couldn't find my hair shears either, so I literally did it with a pair of scissors.
I think there's two kinds of people. There's people who can cut their own hair and people who do a very bad job. There's people who can do it successfully. I cut my own bangs once, and then I had to do... I've still never recovered from the side part. I still do a side part. I do a side part because I cut my bangs so short.
Oh, bangs are a whole different story. You can't go... Like, that's a risky, risky move, is cutting your own bangs.
I'll never have bangs again.
A half an inch can make a whole difference on your head.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I don't know if I would look cute with bangs.
Yeah, no, I think I'm
never going to find out.
Yeah, never going to know. So I cut my own hair this week. That was fine.
That's great.
I'm trying to think. I did today. We went to, it's finally sunny and nice in Nashville. So we went to the park and ate. Seth and I went to the grocery store and got food to take to the park.
Oh,
we
nice.
We got some salmon and we were like eating. It was nice. We were eating on a park bench. And then he dropped some of the fish onto the bench. And I was like, you know what? Just leave it. There's so many birds around.
Yeah.
They'll eat it. They love it.
Wait, eat the salmon?
Yeah, they'll eat fish. That's what, I mean.
Oh, I was thinking salmon was a type of bird. I know it's not, but I was like thinking it would be like.
No, it's a fish.
Sorry.
They were eating. I was like, they will eat the fish. And he just left it on the bench. I was like, they're all around us. But don't call attention to it because I don't want to get swarmed by seagulls.
Right.
And so we just walked away and left the fish there. And then immediately as we walked away, this like hot woman in yoga pants sat right down on the fish. She just sat on the bench.
She sat on the bench.
Exactly.
On the fish.
Right, on the fish, yes. And we watched it happen from afar. Like, we were too far away to tell her. We were like across the park now, but we could see her and her boyfriend walk up to it. She just looked at him, sat down, and then she was sitting there and he pointed and she got up and she just wiped fish off of her butt. And I was like,
would you have told her if you were closer?
Probably. Here's the thing. I would never go to a park bench
and
just
not
sit
look.
Down.
You can't
ever.
Do that.
Never. Like,
but we also can't blame the victim here.
I can. As the person who is the perpetrator, I am blaming the victim.
Would you have told her if you were closer, though? I would not have.
No, I would have always assumed everybody looks at a bench before you would sit on it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's insane that she didn't.
Right. That's what the I'm trust, saying.
Trust. See, that's hot people for you.
Right. They're just like, my the ass can sit anywhere trust. It wants. No, ma'am.
Shout out to our fans who are hotties.
Every single one of you.
I hope you're sending some salmon today.
Yeah. So just that's a PSA for all of our listeners. Check that's a bench before you sit on
check
it.
Check a bench.
Because at least it was somebody fish. Could have littered. You know, it could have been bird poop. Could have been human poop. It's a public bench.
Would you rather sit in fish or poop?
Fish.
Fish or bird poop?
Bird poop.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it's easier to get that out. Fish will look like an oily stain.
And it smells.
And forever it'll look like you farted something into your pants because it's on your butt.
And fish is such a strong smell. And I feel like bird poop really isn't.
Yeah, you know what? Your crotch smelling like it. Fish. And then having to be like, look, it's not wet and fishy because of my yeast vagina. Infection. I sat on a piece of salmon. And
this
they're like,
isn't when
where
I
would you
Baru.
Sit on salmon? Where could you ever sit on salmon in Nashville? And they're like, no, it really happened.
No, listen, actually, I've heard that Centennial Park is named the park where you sit on salmon.
We also thought, like, what if they're really dumb people and they're like, do you think a bird left this here? Do you think there's fish? Are there salmon in this pond?
Do you think the bird caught this?
Is this the farm where they farm raise
out?
Fish? Yeah. So that was kind of my whoops and her whoops of the
week. I fucking love smoked salmon. That's not a whoops buying
that. No. It was a good lunch decision. We have a wonderful guest today.
Oh, right. Yes.
I'm very excited that he's here. I literally ran into him at a show and was like, hey, do our podcast because you're here.
Do our podcast.
And he said yes immediately without knowing what it would be. Please welcome comedian, all-around fun person, Will Loden.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Nothing.
I just
you know?
Told you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was.
You,
I was. I was listening. So I had
a
couple of
here.
Notes. Couple of notes about.
Go for it.
About that. Yeah. Yeah. Sitting in salmon, man.
Yeah. It's a weird phrase. You never thought we'd say that phrase so much in our lives.
Sitting in salmon.
Sitting on salmon. We've said it many times.
Sounds like just sounds like a Vietnam sort of thing. It's like I'm out here sitting in salmon.
We're just saying it for
Major
Zach
Generals.
Shout out.
That's going to be my new phrase for like really fucking it up. Dude. Yeah. Oh, you really sat in salmon on this one.
You really fucking sat in the salmon, you bitch.
And I guess I come from Team Hot Guy because I never look down at benches.
Oh, my God, really?
And that's
guy.
Why why I have to buy new jeans once every
hot
like,
male
6
privilege
to 8
here.
Months.
You have to buy new jeans every 6 to 8
dude,
months.
Dude, my crotch wears out.
He's rubbing his crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what your crotch
sorry,
is.
No.
We know where it is.
Well, it's like, I'm a big guy. I haven't gained a lot of weight lately, but like my crotch wears out of my Wranglers.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Wranglers, you know.
Why don't you get them patched?
I mean, I have patched them. I have patched them before, but I look like a sex deviant. When
oh,
I'm
yeah.
There.
They're like, why did you once have a hole there, sir? Yeah.
I would think I'd like to just move on from that.
No more. Okay,
fair enough.
Fine.
Fair enough.
Fine.
Do you like how weird? It's weird what my line is.
I know. It is so strange. Because if you were like, oh man, I have to get new pants because every now and then I'll throw up blood on them. She'd
oh
be
my
like,
God.
Great, love it. Yeah. She'd be like, cool, tell me all about it. But if you're like,
hey there,
I just,
Kerouac.
My thighs rubbed together. She's like, okay, sir, yeah. Too much.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about your dick.
Gross.
That's why I got uncomfortable.
No.
Also, wouldn't that be crazy though if that could happen to men? If they were like, I don't know, my dick just swings in there to the point where it rubs
like a jungle
hole
gym
in
there.
Well,
my dick is on monkey bars.
Well, you know, after the cold front came in, I don't know.
It disappeared.
They changed. Yeah. They changed.
But yeah.
Well,
all right.
Whoops. That's what we're talking about.
That's yes.
Like,
the podcast is called Whoops. It's about mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, little mistakes like sitting in salmon or, you know, doing brunch shows of comedy.
They're always hard shows.
They are hard.
Well,
it's like.
And yeah, it's like you're coming up there and like I made the mistake. I got up there and I was like, good morning. And then I was like, now I made everybody feel weird.
Yeah, well, it's like, I don't know. I've never been at brunch and been like, you know what? I wish I was hearing jokes.
Yeah,
you know, like,
right now when I'm hungover.
I mean, I appreciate every show I get booked on, but it is like when you're like having Eggs Benedict, I'm never like, can I get some salt in comedy, please?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Excuse me, can I get a little mimosa, a little eggs benny, and like some topical observations, please?
Can you make about a Mary's joke? How do you feel about Elizabeth Warren, but funny? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Who's everybody voting for? No, I'm just
kidding. I tweeted this week that I was like, I don't care about any celebrity endorsements of politicians except for Danny DeVito. I want to know who he's voting for. Thinking this is a funny joke because who the fuck would care who Danny DeVito's voting for? And immediately somebody sent me a video of Danny DeVito endorsing Bernie Sanders that was posted literally 5 hours before I tweeted that Bernie had tweeted out. And I was like, God damn, he is on the pulse of these millennials.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not going to vote.
What?
You should. Just do it. It'll be a fun gag.
I know.
We're all for voting.
Yeah.
I got aghast. I was aghast.
Yeah. Good for you being
shouldn't have told everyone on this
that.
Podcast that I wasn't going to vote. That was my mistake of
that's
the day.
Our whoops. Yeah. Whoops. We've booked a non-voter.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Don't you want us choosing who runs the country?
On Bumble now, they have like an option where you can say like, I am a voter.
Yeah.
Weird.
Which is, I think that's a nice way of being like, are you a felon?
On what?
I am a voter. I can vote still.
I can vote, unlike those people who do manslaughter.
Oh my God.
Tax fraud.
That's so funny.
Only poor tax fraud people can't vote. That's
yeah. If you're rich, you're like, please give me that back. Yeah.
Give me my rights back. I'm rich.
At that point, you'd be like, I've purchased who's going to win. Right.
Yeah.
I don't need to vote for it.
I don't know. It's still only like let's see, the last general election, like what, 45 to 50% of the population voted, of the eligible population voted?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch the news.
So like, you know.
People don't like
I'm not the only one when I say I don't vote for national
politics.
No.
We're not trying to shame you into voting either. That's
vote
not
locally.
What we're about.
You vote locally, all right? Like, I always vote for like comptroller and shit. That's
oh my
who
God.
I'm worried
I'm,
about.
That's I'm going to shame you into voting.
Yeah.
No, I've never voted for comptroller, I don't think. And if I do, it's honestly just I pick the coolest looking name on the ballot because I don't know shit about it.
This is how
I go like, oh, do I want Harry or
exactly.
Tennille to win? Oh, that one.
So my dad is like a very like compassionate liberal man.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like his values align with mine. I mean, I assume he raised me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just asked my dad who he's voting for.
Yeah.
And then that's who I vote for.
That's good. That's
I check
good.
In with,
because I trust him.
Ooh, have my a man friends, lead the way.
My friends Sarah and Dan. Dan is the one that sent me the Bernie Danny DeVito tweet. But they know a lot about local elections and politics. And we align very much. And so usually I'm like, hey, who should be the next city county clerk? I don't know.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this person. And
Anderson
I just go, okay,
Smith.
I'll take
whatever.
It. I'll take it. I take it 100%.
Yeah.
They don't like when you're like voting and you ask, though.
Yeah.
Right.
The president stuff, I know, because that I can look into. But the locals, I got
to
ask Sarah and Dan.
Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. I went to a comedy show last night and somebody walked out because he was making a Trump joke. And
what?
I went and saw. Well, I guess maybe I shouldn't say. I don't know. But I went to a comedy show and the guy was like, if you're still voting for Trump, like. You're so stupid. Like,
oh,
what are you
I went
doing? And yeah. And so, well, so he did this joke and somebody stood up and said, you're dumb and walked out.
Oh my God. I bet that was the
walked
funniest
out.
Riff
Dude,
after.
He riffed on it for like 30 minutes. Like, and every time there would be kind of a lull, he'd be like, I wish that dude hadn't left. And everybody would pick back up. Like it was ridiculous. But and he was like, did you not know what you were doing? Like, were you just like, oh, you know what? Maybe we'll go to Zany's. Who's playing? Don't know. Don't care.
I
let's
don't
just go.
Research my entertainment options.
Yeah. But anyway, do you have any?
Well, you're dumb.
Yeah.
I am. I have a bunch of mistakes that I could talk about.
Pick one.
Going to college, getting a DUI.
Man,
you know,
going to college
not going
has been
to my dad's second
lately.
Wedding.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, you regret that?
What?
That's a big whoops for you.
I regret that.
Okay.
I
you want to talk
that.
About it?
Sure. It was 2005, so I was like 15, 16.
Okay.
My parents got divorced when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
My dad got I guess it was Yeah, all right. So this is the timeline. My parents got divorced when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
Why'd your parents get divorced?
My dad is...
Are you not supposed to ask that? I'm sorry.
You can totally ask that. irreconcilable differences, I guess, you know? Like, my mom divorced my dad because he had a lot of problems and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy alcoholic.
Okay.
Who is he's good at working, too. He's alive now, and he kicks ass, but that's a totally different narrative. I live with him now.
I like that you said he's alive now as if he had died and came back.
He was dead to me for a few years.
Like, he's sober. You're like, he's alive.
He's alive. He's not sober.
I know, but that's just like usually when people say, oh, they're an alcoholic. You're like, they're sober now. You're like, well, he is still alive.
Yeah. No.
It's kind of nice to like be around a dad who's also like trying to make something up to you, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, it was, I don't know, his work-life balance, whole thing was really fucking off. Like, he grew up in like... He started making money in like fucking Reagan style 80s shit, you know, where like he was like, if I work all the time and then, I can drink whenever I want and I'll just coach my son's baseball team. And his wife will tolerate all this horse shit.
Right. Yeah.
And no, it was. You know.
I feel like that's who I am.
Yeah.
Is a like 80s dad.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just like
she's like, am just, I triggering for you?
Just chain smoking.
I don't approve of you. Yeah. I'm disappointed.
But my dad, my mom and dad got divorced. My dad moved out. I didn't see him for a while, and then he started dating this lady named Sherry. And Sherry, Sherry was an ex bodybuilder from Kentucky.
Sherry with an I?
With a C or an S?
S.
Okay.
S I at the end.
Okay. Okay.
And Sherry was an ex bodybuilder from Kentucky.
Wow. Dang. Okay.
Who was addicted to Percocet? I hated her.
Oh wow. Because
she wasn't my mom.
How could you hate that kind of addicted
to Percocet? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was like it's all sorts of weird shit with that. But I like, you know, they got married and then they got divorced in 90 days. But I didn't go to that wedding because I was pissed at my dad. Yeah, I was really pissed at my dad. I was like, I don't think you should get married to this lady. And I was right.
Right.
But but like I should have shown support as like a son, you know, because like after. That after their wedding, my little brother and my little sister would always go over to their house on the weekends. Like I wasn't talking to him or Sherry. And then like apparently just like wild shit was going on over there. Like they were fighting like rednecks and stuff. And I just wasn't there to like help.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was my whoops. I should have gone to that marriage. That wedding.
What do you think would have been different if you had gone?
I think that I could have like eased the tensions. Like I was always like. Yeah, I would have been there for my little brother and my little sister. It would have, you know. Yeah.
What do you think Sherry's doing now?
Sherry has gotten remarried twice more after my dad.
Oh, wow.
She's on her sixth marriage.
Oh, this is her career.
We know this because two of Sherry's ex-husbands after my dad have called my dad to try to get him to testify in, like, court for about their, about
has
her.
Has he done it?
No, he said, fuck that. I'm not, I don't want to get anywhere near this bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Is she really hot?
Like,
she was, I never thought so because I thought she was a crazy lady. I can see why, like, you know, like, 50-year-old dudes would want to, you know, like, hit it. Yeah. But
okay.
I can't, like... When I hear about that, where somebody's like, I've been engaged 12 times and married 6 times, I'm like, how? Like, I can't imagine that. Like,
being that into,
I can't imagine like, that having many that many men be like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah.
And then that not working and then doing it again 5 more times.
The blatant dishonesty of it is one thing. And, like, I don't know. I've had problems with relationships, like... Not because of that, but just like, I don't know, relationships look really hard. And like,
they are.
Like, like the last girl that I dated was, lived in Germany.
So like,
wow.
Yeah. So like, I did, you know, I didn't have to see her. Like, yeah. It was, you know, like, it
that's
was like,
great. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, it was weird, but it was cool. You know, I went to Berlin. I left the country for the first time. So that was nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you meet her?
How did I meet her? Yeah. She was getting her master's at Ole Miss.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hotty Totty.
Yeah. And I went down there for the Ole Miss South Carolina game with my boys, you know.
Oh yeah.
Met her there, and she was there for another year. So I was living in Memphis, and she was living in Oxford. So we did that for a while, and then she moved back
like
to Germany.
Was that like 45 minutes?
It's like an hour, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a big deal. Yeah, and then she moved back to Berlin. But
wow. How long did that last that she was in another country?
Like a year.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good.
Do you think long distance means you can cheat or not?
I don't
she
think
asks
no.
this question
that's
all the
so,
time.
That's so interesting.
It's a poll she's taking.
I think that's hilarious. I never cheated on, like, I've cheated before.
Okay.
But no, because like when you come, like, sorry, can you bleep her name out? I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
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 No, it's like going out there.
It's going out there? No. I don't really cheat anymore. I used to cheat a lot. But like,
I feel that.
Like, I was
not about you, but
right.
Just,
right.
I feel that. She's like,
I used to do a bit about that. It's like people are calling themselves poly now, and it's like, what happened to just being a philandering dickhead? You know, like,
what happened to just changing?
Like, yeah, I'm just a scumbag, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I had a poly relationship, but it was more me being like, it's okay that you want to fuck other people. Please don't leave me.
It was more out of desperation.
It was more me being like, look, I found out about her, but I'm open to it.
One of my exes like cheated on me. And then when I like called him out, he was like, which I don't like, I didn't get that mad. Cause like I've cheated on every boyfriend I've ever had, but like,
dude, we are healthy.
So like, I was like, all right, like first fair, but I was like, you know, what the hell? And he was like, well, I told you I wanted an open relationship. And I was like, yeah, but you have to get like confirmation first. Like, you can't.
Right.
Just,
you can't be like, look, I want to do this. So I'm doing
you.
It.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
It's actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever cheated on a person, but I'll just break up with somebody. Like,
that's
quick.
I've done that too. Like, I.
And we might get back together, but I'll cheat. I'll just break up with you.
Never. I will never get back together
really?
With anyone
I
ever.
Either. No, I
won't
either.
I am too goddamn proud for that sort of thing.
I cut people out so fast to you. And, like, I forgot this guy's name the other day that I dated. Couldn't remember it for, like, hours.
I can't remember people's names that I've
like.
Yeah.
I legit sat there and thought about it for so long, and then I gave up on it, and I was driving, and I was like, I don't remember it. Like, it was.
What do you consider dating? Like
more
oh,
than
that's a good
like.
Question.
More than like a couple months.
More than a couple months. All right.
To me, it's more. It's not the time as much as it is like how much time we spend together.
Yeah.
Like if we date for a month. That's I consider it. But if it's like if we are spending all our time together, texting a lot, like only seeing each other, to me that's more like dating. But I think it varies. I'll say like I had a thing or like I had a fling with this person or we hooked up, but a lot of times too, like my dating history will be so like, kind of complicated that it's just easier for you if I say I dated this guy instead of being like, well, I went out with this guy and we didn't ever really put a label on it.
We
I
did
thought
some
we
hand
gonna,
and mouth
yeah.
stuff.
Like, yeah.
But
and being
like
well, and he, you know, he was seeing somebody, I think, but then they broke up. And so we were together. It's just easier if I'm like, I dated a guy.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, I don't know if they would agree with that.
Yeah. I've only had 3 boyfriends. But then I've had like 2 like things I would consider like casual dating where it was like more than a couple dates.
Yeah.
And other than that, like I'm pretty much a first date girl and then I don't see people again.
Yeah.
I've had that a lot. I've said I love you to 2 women in my life outside of like my family.
Yeah.
I love
what
my
do you
mom.
Consider dating?
I have no fucking idea. See, like, I've never actually, like, thought about this for a long time. Like, Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah. I guess, like, if we're just, like, hanging out a lot, you know, like, yeah, fuck, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Like,
that's,
yeah, it's
no,
a vibe.
I feel
it's
that,
like,
too. Like, if we're hanging out a lot and it's like, just us hanging out, like, right. we're dating.
Right.
I like to go on a date with someone and just go, we're dating.
Hi, we're dating.
You're
now.
Mine now.
We're dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last date that I went on before I deleted all of the apps, because I don't like those anymore.
Oh, really? You're off
yeah,
the apps
I'm off
totally?
All the apps, totally.
I love the apps.
Dude, no, I bat stronger when I can, like, look at you and, like, just meet
yeah.
you out and, like,
yeah,
make eye contact. Yeah.
Or if I'm, you know, like, at a comedy show. Like, that's how I've gotten.
Yeah.
Road pussy.
Dude.
And, like, squeezers in parking
absolutely.
Lots after a really solid set.
All right.
Chuckle fuckers about.
No. I'm sorry
squeezers,
for talking.
Squeezers? That's
I'm
fucking hilarious.
Sorry.
That's so vile.
Sorry for talking about my ding dong on your podcast.
No,
I know.
That's
you can
I
talk about your dick.
You
just
said that. You
do
can.
It in a more formal way.
Okay.
That's so funny.
My corpus cavernosum.
Squeezers.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Squeezers and ding dongs.
She squeezered my ding dong. Do you get a lot of chuckle fucker people?
Yeah.
Not real. Well, like when I'm out of town, like
yeah.
that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of being out of town. It's like they don't want to see me again. I don't want to see them again. It's yeah, it's mwah. Really perfect.
Chef's kiss.
It's kind of perfect.
He says this, he's out of town this week.
Yeah, no, I was just chilling with my friends this week. No, I was just chilling with Sammy and Hunter and Nick and KC.
Oh, name dropping.
Yeah. I'll name drop them.
Yeah,
follow them
yeah.
on social media.
Oh, yeah.
We love of the podcast.
Listen to Casey's episode. She's great.
Casey is really funny.
Oh, man. She's so funny.
We started doing comedy in Memphis because I started doing comedy a little before her. And she was with like all of her Teach for America friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, how do I start doing comedy? I was like, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And she immediately
yeah.
just started
she's
doing
so
fucking
funny.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love her. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. See, I don't feel like women get a lot of...
No,
like chuckle
I really
fucker dudes
don't.
That want to.
No, you get weird, creepy comic guys
all
that come
the time.
Around. Like,
yeah, a lot of like comic, like other comics will try to do, especially
yeah.
out of town comics. Like if you're out of town or they're out of town,
right.
like it's like, oh, game on.
Yeah.
This is networking. Because if you fuck me in the parking lot of a comedy club, you're going to have to put me off on your show when I come to Dallas. Like,
I feel like I'm too, I can't like yeah. do stuff in the car. Like I don't like to be uncomfortable.
No.
I've gotten too big to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're, how tall are you?
I am 6'5".
Yeah,
I am
that's
290 pounds.
Yeah.
yeah. I got a Honda Accord. That shit's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Good
no.
car.
Yeah,
I had
great
a Honda
gas
Accord.
Mileage.
Yeah.
Love Japanese cars. They're so easy to fix.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, un-American, but
yeah.
we'll let it slide.
It changed my air filters, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I got a new timing belt a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got my
welcome
oil
to Shop
changed.
Talk.
This is actually what the podcast is about.
Yeah.
I changed my own oil.
Yeah.
No, I just said that just because I wanted attention. I don't even know
that's
how where
my next
to get
thing.
It.
Yeah. No, I always I'm obviously a very big do-it-yourself person. Like I needed a new timing belt for my car, and I looked up on YouTube how to do it.
Did
and
you
then,
put it in?
No, because I found the video and it was an hour and a half long, and I was like, you know what?
That.
Can't do that.
Yeah. If you can't teach me how to do it in 2.5 minutes,
no.
I'm not learning.
But I'm very like, I used to watch a TV show that I think it was called Extreme Cheapskates or something like that.
Oh my
like
god!
Like the people who steal mustard packets.
Yes,
and stuff?
Yeah. It was like people that would like take their own to go boxes to restaurants and be like, "Hey, are you done with that?" to strangers
whoa,
and put their food in
that's
there.
So gross.
And one guy did his own tooth extraction at his
stop.
House.
I love it.
And I was like, Will looks so scared right now. Yeah, he took his own tooth out. And I was like, you know what?
How do you
respect.
Do that?
It was a lengthy process. But he like found a YouTube tutorial of how to extract a tooth and took his own tooth out of his mouth. But the thing that's crazy to me is like those producers, those cameramen, like they just let that shit happen.
This
you
is
know?
Like giving me anxiety. Like,
you look
like,
so stressed
I
out.
I just had like
oh really
a thing. I had an abscess behind my wisdom tooth.
Oh yeah.
And like They were, and I was just sitting in the chair. They were like, we're going to have to pull out all four of your wisdom teeth. I was like, no, I'm too old for that. Like,
yeah.
Keep it on my teeth in my head. Just like, drain the abscess, please.
Ooh. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Low key love tooth stuff. I love like, and I like when. Like,
so contrarian.
I do. I have like.
She's like, look, you love that. I hate it. You hate that. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. I do. I have this. Like,
oh, that bothers you, Will? Love it.
I love it.
She's like, let's delve into
it. I love it. I'm delving. I like when like something like hurts my teeth. Like,
No.
Like it. I like it. Like, no, oh, no, let me tell no. you. This is how much I don't like care about it. When I was getting a root canal, it was gonna take like they like put like the little shot of like
the Novocaine numbing stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And it went out halfway through.
Oh, yeah, you've told me this.
The
she's thing. Kept going.
And I didn't want to like wait another 30 minutes for the shot to kick in, so I just let them finish without the Novocaine. And so it hurt really bad, but I was just like, fuck, like just get it done. Like
sometimes
I don't
it
care.
Does like hurt so good. I will give you that.
It does but hurt so good.
Yeah. Ugh.
What
no.
hurts so good? Like, who sang that damn song? Hurts so good.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. I don't know.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It is a real song.
It is at least a real song.
Yeah.
I think it is. I think that's a like everybody's first intro to S&M. They're like listening to that song with their dad.
Okay.
Love this jam. I do really want to know who's saying that now. Dude,
pleasure and pain receptor. Man, you just let them finish. Like, I would
bored.
Literally freak
My
out.
My mouth was tired.
Well,
from holding it open.
From
like
holding
that.
It open.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, like just finish up.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Finish. I'm trying to go to sleep.
I just what? Want to leave.
Yeah.
I was going to get a smoothie after.
Because they told you you couldn't have food.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was like, my dad's going to take me to Smoothie King. Like, finish the fuck up.
You're not supposed to do that, though, because you're not supposed to use a straw.
Well.
We give you a dry socket.
Definitely nobody told us that.
Yeah.
Or they didn't. We.
I don't know. This isn't a medical advice
right.
podcast, okay? I just talked about watching YouTube tutorials to pull your teeth out.
I mean,
but
I've always had trouble with the tooth, so maybe that's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Could be.
Mm.
I couldn't
well.
Smoke for 4 days after I got the abscess drained because they didn't want to get infected.
Why didn't you just quit smoking after that? Because
smoking kicks ass.
That's what everybody's like. I love smoking. People that smoke are never like, fuck, this sucks. This is disgusting. Unless they're like ready to quit.
Right.
Yeah. People that are just active smokers are like, hell
we're
yes,
savages.
Dude.
We're monsters. we are monstrous people who litter and.
Ugh, the littering kills me. I don't understand people that will litter, like throw a full size cup out the window
oh
of the
God,
moving
yeah.
car, you know?
Yeah.
I won't do that, but if trash falls out of my car, which it does, I will not pick it up.
Oh my God, no. I love seeing I love seeing like I have to park in a public parking lot to go to work every day, and people the shit that I see in that parking lot, I'm just like, what happened? Like I will find like people will just full wigs. They're like, "You know what?
I'm
Leave
done
it.
With this hair."
Yeah.
Have you ever looked in a like when you're in your friends' cars and you look into their trunk just to see what they carry around?
Oh no, don't ever
don't
do that
ever
to us.
Don't ever look in my trunk.
Yeah, we are not that clean cars people. Which I actually did clean my car out 2 weeks ago and it has stayed clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other night, I was going to get people a ride and I was like, "I'm ready for it because my car is clean."
My front but, seat is kind of clean because I drive my dad around.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I'm a clean car person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you looked into my trunk, I like to be prepared for stuff.
Right.
And it makes me feel really good. Like
that's that Mississippian, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. I'm like, my parents were like we have a doomsday plan. Mm-hmm. Like
oh,
I
really?
Yes.
You got a bug out bag?
We no.
A what?
No, but
a,
we
a bug out bag. It's like it's got like shotgun shells and crackers and stuff in case like the revolution pops off and you need to go hide in the woods.
I don't
oh,
have
wow.
a bag, but We have a plan. Like, I know the plan. My mom hates it if I ever let my car get less than half a tank of gas, just in case I need to make it to the meetup point. Like, when I was a kid, like, when my sister and I first started driving, they would drive us out to, like, the bomb shelter place that we were going to go all the time, to the point where they were like, we want you to know how to get here if you don't have a map, if you don't have a way, if the roads look different, like, right. if shit. Like, they saw Red Dawn, like, many times and, like, would show me. We would watch Red Dawn as a family and be like, all right, when shit hits the fan, you know what to do.
Right.
And even now, it's like, like, just maybe 2 months ago, my parents were like, look, if you want to tell Seth where the meetup point is, you can tell him. Like,
that's how they knew that's how they knew that this relationship was special.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know I'm not going to have you tell the meetup point.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, someone's going to have to fly to get there.
Yes. So my parents would have to come meet us. But okay. I think they could make it. They wouldn't fly. I think they would drive or walk maybe. But yeah, that was like one of their biggest, because my parents moved to Denver, and that was like one of their biggest struggles. Like, we're going to be so far away from the bunker. But
wow.
They're just prepared people, you know?
That's awesome.
But in my car, I'm always like, I have water. I have Band-Aids. I have clothes. Wow. I have, like, if I were to, like, I don't know. Like, and also, like, when I wasn't in a great place in my mental health, I would be like, you know what? If I just drive away from my life, I'll be fine. At any time, if I just need to escape, I'm ready. And so my car's like ready to go at all times. But really, mostly it's like, I'll be like, oh, I need a sweater. There's probably a sweater in my car. Right. That's nice. But
see, I pretty much live out of my, like, I live out of my car a lot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, I've got a big yellow rain jacket in case I need to change tires in the rain. I got some roadside flares. I've got a first aid kit.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Got all my clothes and stuff back there.
Yeah.
Got a basketball, because you never know when you
need
to hoop.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a great way to make friends in new places.
Oh, yeah. Dude, when I was in Austin last week, there was this dude who was playing basketball at the park with an ankle monitor on.
Oh, my God.
It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It was like, hell yeah, dude. Like, can we play full court? No, we can't. You know, like,
can't go that far.
Do you think he lives at the park?
They're like, we're monitoring that you never leave here. He's in some kind of radio contest.
No, I think he probably lived across the street or something. Yeah. Like, you can,
within like 50 yards of your house or something.
Okay.
Ugh, that would suck. What if you like threw the ball and you didn't catch it and then it just rolled away from you and you were like,
well,
I can't
when his
go get it.
Came
that's
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's how he made a lifelong
like,
friend.
How much will you pay me for this basketball?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, that's great. Has your sorry to jump so far back, but when you're talking about the wedding that you didn't go to,
right?
Oh yeah.
At that time when you didn't go to the wedding, was your dad like upset about it?
Furious.
Yeah.
He was absolutely.
Did your siblings
go? Furious. Yeah, my little sister and my little brother went.
Okay.
My little brother was in middle school and my little sister was like 4.
Oh, yeah. So
like,
she wasn't like, I'm not going to drive there.
I was like a freshman in high. I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
And I remember him screaming at me on our landline saying that, you know, even Prince William went to Prince Charles's.
Oh, no.
Second
oh,
wedding or something
wow.
like that, and
oh,
like
yeah.
Camilla. Yeah, with yeah, and so it's
just
like
great.
Yeah, and I was wrong. I should have gone, but I was 15. You know,
yeah.
I was fucking pissed.
Height of the rebellion.
And it didn't last that long.
No,
so.
It didn't. But like, you know, I should have just bitten the fucking bullet and gone. Like it was it caused unnecessary stress.
Yeah.
In everyone, like it, I'm sure it stressed the fuck out of my little brother and sister. You know.
I mean, but you're
my
14.
Mom was cool with it.
yeah. Your mom's like yeah.
You can't be expected to have the like empathetic capacity to like be like, oh, this is important. Like you should not, you're a kid. Like you should not be expected to have that.
I didn't go to my sister's first wedding. She's married to her husband now. It's her second marriage. I didn't go to her first marriage. Nobody in my family did.
Whoa.
None of us did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, to be fair, she did live across the country from us. Like yeah. we all lived in Mississippi and she still lived in Wyoming, where I went to high school. And she was 19 and marrying this fucking asshole, terrible dude.
Yeah.
But I think she and I always felt kind of not pressure, but like, this is the way you do it. Because my parents got married when they were like 18 and 19.
Right.
And are crazy in love and like have been together forever. And mm-hmm. and so we were just like, oh, you know, you meet a person and you marry them.
Yeah.
And so she was like, yeah, we're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, don't do it.
Right.
And he, like, he was, to give you an idea of what this man was like, he was like a 5'2" police officer.
Ew. Oh, tight. Yeah, so yeah.
He was an asshole.
A little bit of short man syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was terrible. And they got married and then they got divorced 2 years later. But, and we all went to the second wedding. Everybody's so like that feels like her real wedding, and the first right. one feels yeah. like her
the
fake
first
wedding.
One was like a practice.
Yeah,
yeah. But
you need a mulligan. Everyone needs a mulligan
yeah,
every once in a while.
It was terrible, but none of us went, and I've never once felt bad for not going to that wedding. Like I've yeah. always felt bad that I wasn't like, no, like you cannot do this
right.
more than I was. But like we weren't, we didn't talk to her. Like we were all very against it.
Yeah.
Which probably pushed her into it a little more because she was a teenager.
Well, yeah,
and
she doubled
idiots.
Down. She doubled down.
Yeah,
she's like,
opinion.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Well, they broke up and she support. Like was like, we're broken up. We're done. And she came back to Mississippi and then he called her and was like, come back. And she was like, okay. And then she went back and married him.
Damn.
Drama.
I would
but
never.
That is straight drama.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good drama, though. I'd
but
watch it.
I can't imagine what, like.
Too.
Have you guys seen that TV
Love
show
is
Love is Blind? Yeah.
That's what I was just thinking about today and yesterday.
I feel like that's my mistake is that I've invested my time of my life into that.
It's such
fucking
a
terrible show.
Have you watched it?
No.
Do not. It's terrible.
Watch
what is it?
It's a show on Netflix and the premise of it is.
Is it blind people falling in love?
Nick Lachey.
No.
Host
ugh, I hate
Nick Lachey.
It. Here's the thing.
Oh, that makes me smile.
Okay. I read today a theory from a guy named Danny Pellegrino on the internet. He said that he thinks that they hired Nick Lachey and his wife Vanessa to host it after the show was finished. Like they reshot everything and they just plopped him in there. Because they don't really make sense. They don't really do anything. They just kind of say, here's
look,
the show.
You need,
here's
you
the
need
premise.
A celebrity. You needed a celebrity
yeah.
endorsement.
Yeah. What happens?
Okay.
Yeah.
They talk in these pods.
There's like 20 hot people and
they can't see each other.
Women on one side, men on the other.
Oh, so it's like the old dating game.
It's similar to that, except for here's the twist. They have to choose if they want to marry the person.
So they can only see the person
and then, engaged. Yeah. They can only see you once they've accepted the engagement.
And there's no like ugly people in it, so it's not that interesting.
That was my issue with it. Nobody
it's all hot people.
Some people are less attractive than others, but still objectively very
like
attractive.
Their bodies are hot.
Yeah. Everybody's
well, they're clearly dum-dums if they're on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and also it's like, I like when they run out and they meet each other and they start crying because you know they're like crying like, thank God you're not ugly. Like,
yeah. But sometimes like they're a little mismatched. Like somebody is attractive and the other person's like hot.
Attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone's like a 7 and another person's like a 9.
Yes.
It's like fucking
yeah.
banger.
You're like, you're an Instagram model. You're
right.
a software engineer. Like,
yeah.
you're a little off.
Right.
But yeah, they can't
it's
see
like
each other until they're
anyone.
Engaged. And then they have to get married a month later.
Mary J. Berger with the self-deprecating humor sliding in. What she thought unnoticed.
We just skim over it. On
yeah.
this
it's just good to skim
good
over.
To not notice it. Pay it no mind.
No. That is the thing I don't like about the show is that everybody's pretty attractive, but everybody's very boring and not interesting at all. But there is one woman on the show who she talks in a fake baby voice
only
all
around
the
men.
Yeah. And so she'll be in her like confessional thing, whatever. And she'll be like, Oh, Mark. I think the date went really well. It was, or, you know, I think he's really fun. He sounds really hot. He sounds really great. And then she'll go into the room and she'll be like, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And she'll be like,
you're so funny.
I don't know. I can't stop thinking about you. You seem so perfect for me. And then she'll get out of the confessional and be like, he just seemed really perfect. Like, I think he's great.
That's so funny.
And sometimes she'll catch herself falling into it. Like, there's a couple episodes where, like, she'll be, like, waking up from sleeping and the guy will be there and she'll be like, hey, good morning. What do you want to do today? I was hoping that you'd want to. Yeah. It's so weird. But every
why do you think she does that?
Because every dude thinks it's hot. Like, every dude on the show would be like, baby, Jessica has a really hot voice. Jessica's a super hot voice. And
that's not
dude, I don't know. I've heard it before. Where dudes like Paris Hilton's the OG of that's the fake hot voice, where she'll be like, this is how I really talk. But really her voice is more like this.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But I could do this. Like, I think I could just talk like this all the time. Do
vocal it fry all day. So, hey, what's up? I'm Will Loden. And
if I was on that show, I would want to use a different voice with every dude just to keep them guessing.
It's like, yeah.
Like, sometimes I'd be like, hey, how are you? Oh my God. It's so great to be in here with you. And they'd be like, I like her. She looked like a dumb idiot. And then the next guy would be like, hey, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a real privilege to be in here. They'd be like, the chick that sounds like Barney? And they'd be like, no, what? Yeah, but then they have to get married end of the show.
It's great.
It's great. Yeah. It's insane.
This one guy, like, kept being like, all the girls kept being like, Barnett is so funny. And I was like, okay.
He's like, not. Just call they'd be people like, he's funny. So funny. Like, but it's like, he would only, they'd be like, he's a riot. He's hilarious. Because he'd be like, yeah, you like it rough. they'd be like, oh my God, you're so bad.
You're crazy. Yeah.
And they'd be like, I've had a rough day. And he'd be like, rough? You like it rough? I like it rough a little bit. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh my God, you're so funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to get married? It's
funny.
Yeah. I had a coworker.
So I'm not going to watch the show. I feel like I've y'all
watch
been,
it.
Y'all have explained
don't ever watch
to
it.
Me, you know?
I'll give you all the spoilers.
Because at the end of the finale,
they all kill themselves.
No better.
Some of
at
them.
The finale, they have to stand at the altar and decide at the altar if they're going to get married or not.
Whoa.
And some of them don't say yes.
Yeah, some of them go, I do. And the other one goes, I don't.
Watch it.
It's really good.
So it's a combination of The Dating Game and MTV's Next.
Yes, okay. Kind of. Yeah. And it's like, it reminds me a lot of that TV show Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch
my
that
mom
show?
Loved that.
I loved Joe Millionaire because it was like,
oh, average Joe.
He's
was
a construction worker.
Yeah, he was like a hot construction worker, but they were like, we're going to tell him he's a millionaire. But really, he's broke as shit.
Yeah.
Well, they want to marry him even though they find out he's poor. And that was
the
like,
answer may shock you.
Guess
no.
What? She did not.
Yeah.
I've been watching The Bachelor.
Oh, see, no, can't do that. Don't give a shit
like
about
it.
The Bachelor. Do not like it.
I like it. I don't like the guy because he's got like a smile. He's always smiling.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
like
it at
wrong?
All. And that's like fuck about like. Nope.
I got rid of Netflix just because I was spending way too much time
on
it.
You are off Netflix and you're off the apps.
Yeah.
Whoa. What do you do with your
how
time?
How are you even?
Dude, I jerk off a lot.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Sorry, I immediately did that.
Okay,
I knew
can
it
I ask
you
a question and we can edit it out if it's too personal? Do you guys ever watch porn on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've dropped my phone.
Dude,
my
all
okay,
the time.
Thank you. That's
yeah.
Really the only place I've ever
yeah.
watched porn.
I watch porn on my phone.
Seth thinks
Pornhub
that's insane.
Is like on my suggestions.
I know. If somebody ever searches for like a post office on my phone, they're going to be like, whoa, this is too
much. I have an iPad.
Okay.
So
that's
a
yeah.
porn window.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, my tablet is for porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
downloaded all the video games that I liked in middle school, and I use it for that and pornography. So
that's a fucking dream.
Yeah, exactly. So my sixth, seventh grade self would be like, dude, you're fucking crushing it.
Yeah,
you
know? You're killing it.
Yeah.
What if you're like, yeah, I have a little tablet that can show me books, but I look at porn on it.
All I do on my phone is like Instagram, Bumble, and fucking Pornhub. I don't care.
Thank you. Okay. That makes me feel better. Like,
no.
Yeah.
My screen time this week showed me like what websites I look at.
Oh, the breakdown. I would never look at that. Dude, the breakdown of screen time is so hard.
I will not look at the breakdown.
Oh, it's not good.
I was like, oh, Wednesday was a rough day for Mama.
I will not look at or hear any data about myself. That's what I decided when I turned 30.
I looked at my Facebook ad preferences once where it like it profiles who it thinks you are based off of the things that you click. And it had me as like an older black man. I was like, this explains so much.
Murray's hair cream.
Yeah, like, dude. No, I would literally get ads for like African-American dating sites and razors for your head. Yeah. And like shit like that. And I was awesome. So confused.
That's You're awesome. Like... Facebook wants me to shave my hair off. Facebook thinks I'm having a mental breakdown.
Yeah. It's like Facebook wants me to...
Facebook found out I like interracial porn. Yeah. Big black dicks. Yeah, and they think I'm an old black man.
My Instagram ads...
Wouldn't that be funny if that's what an old black man liked in porn? Just like...
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram ads fucking get it. Like, they understand me. The other day, they advertised for the smallest glow worm. It's the size of a quarter.
Oh my god.
A little bigger than a quarter.
You just keep it and have a worm?
It's just a glow worm that's miniature, and I just love miniature. I didn't buy it. Like, yeah. I'm not I don't have fuck off money. I don't have glow worm money.
Right.
I don't have that glow worm cash.
Yeah.
Would love to.
Yeah. Everybody would. I know I almost bought sea monkeys the other day.
Dude, sea monkeys are so cool. I what love are they them. Like brine shrimp?
Yes. Yeah, they're little baby shrimps.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so weird. You can just be like, they'll live in that packet till you make them, till you get water.
Why?
Like, imagine what kind understand. Of animal. How do they work?
I want someone to sit. I want to have a scientist on the podcast, and I just want them to explain why.
What if we
dogs will eat glass? Why sea monkeys? Like, why they can survive in that packet?
Mm-hmm.
What else would I want?
What if we just had a scientist on and didn't tell them what they were going to talk about. Exactly. And then we're like, okay, explain sea monkeys, explain dogs, and explain how you can pull your own tooth out with a pair of pliers.
There's a scientist who wants to be on this show and is listening right now. Please.
Yeah, we should branch out outside of the comedy community.
Get old Mickey Brimble.
I don't know who that is.
Mark Brimble.
Mark Brimble, everyone.
He runs
Does he live in Memphis?
Yeah, he lives in Memphis.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is he a scientist?
Yeah, he's getting his PhD in gene therapy for hemophiliacs right now.
Jesus oh my Christ. God.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I think he'll be done with it soon.
I don't want to offend him.
Well, no. Now I have a lot of questions about gene therapy for hemophiliacs.
Yeah. I don't. Hemophilia makes me sick, but
unless they lose everything in their mouth.
I just like, I don't know. I watched this video and it was like talking about hemophilia and just like the thought of like not like stopping bleeding just makes me like cringe.
Yeah.
That's so strange that is what gets you.
One.
I love tooth stuff.
Yeah, because you know what bleeds the most? Your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind blood, mouth, like mouth blood.
Like mouth vampires.
Blood mixed with spit, kind of hot. But
kind of spit it on
kind
me.
Of into it
makes me horny.
Ugh. Well, do you have any other mistakes that you'd like to share with us?
I mean, I got a bunch of mistakes that we can talk about if you want,
we got time for another quickie if you want it.
Man, all right, how do y'all buy jeans?
I buy them at Target.
So yeah, see, yeah. I get my jeans. I will before
you have
I
to get your special made.
Not yet. I'm not that big yet.
Well, I thought like when you're tall, you have
to yeah. Well, that's the thing is like I can't. I have to go to Destination XL now.
Oh,
yeah, but I don't know. I made a mistake because I thought I was gonna get even fatter, so I bought these like it was size 48 like around, and and then it was like 32 down, so they were just like really really baggy and short. And
oh my god!
Yeah, it was
Why
awful.
Why did you do that?
Because I thought I was like I was. I got to the point where I was just embracing just being huge, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to diet or exercise or anything, so I'll just...
Did you think you were going to shrink?
No. I was just like, just look like a jackass all the time.
Okay.
And
so it was like a self-deprecating pant.
I think
purchase.
It was, yeah, yeah. It was kind of like hair shirts from Old Monks. Where okay. You just, yeah, the these jeans, they were.
A what?
They were too big.
A hair shirt?
Well, yeah, Old Monk. Like, it was a, don't worry about it.
No. Explain.
I think that's a reference. I'm using it because I think I'm smart, and I okay. don't think I'm doing it correctly.
That's why he wanted us to move on.
No, a hair shirt I think was what monks would wear to like punish themselves because they're itchy and gross.
Oh, I'm thinking about like when people make hair dolls.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
I don't. I know what hair dolls are very well, but I don't know what.
It's voodoo stuff, right?
Yeah.
We. That's. In
she's
the
she's passionate about
in the
that.
10 rules of Whoops podcast. Okay, number 5 is don't fuck with voodoo.
No,
it is
absolutely not.
That's
I'm an extremely
that's one of
superstitious man.
I am too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you're purchasing pants that do not fit you on purpose.
Yes.
See, some people will be like, oh, okay, I'm an XL. I'm going to buy a pair of, like, if I wear a 12, I'm going to buy an 8 to motivate myself to lose weight.
Oh, gosh, I can't do that.
No, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna size up a couple sizes. Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Went through. I was thinking about buying coveralls.
I love coveralls.
Didn't you have overalls?
I had some Carhartt overalls.
I feel like
yeah.
I've seen you.
I had
overalls.
Dope suspenders. I have
yes,
really
okay,
dope
never
suspenders.
Never mind. I've seen you in suspenders.
I
yes,
stopped wearing
yes.
suspenders on stage.
Why?
Because I think my jokes have gotten better. I was really
that's
really,
a good.
Really,
that's very self-aware.
I was really really worried that people wouldn't think my words were funny when I started doing comedy. So I was like, I better just fucking look silly. And
so you wore the suspenders.
Yeah, well, suspenders are really comfortable too. Like I bought them before I started doing comedy.
Yeah,
but
now you're comfortable with your body and your
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Growth, man.
Yeah, that's
we love personal growth here. Unless you're asking it of us.
Don't force your views on us.
No, I agree with that. I don't know. Whoopsies. Do you feel like y'all are creating a podcast that fixates on mistakes, though?
Yeah, that's the tag. That's Whoops, a podcast about mistakes.
Well, I know it's about mistakes, but
are you
fixating on them?
Stepping?
What do you mean?
No, I don't know. Whoa. I'm not. Whoa. I've had a great time.
I'm going to 10.
Okay.
I'm riled up.
No.
Okay.
Take a breath, Mary.
Wow.
Okay. What do
clearly
you mean?
Cross the line there.
No.
All right.
No. What do you mean? Like we're too much
yeah,
on mistakes.
What's going on?
Well, no. I'm just wondering because like, I. Man, now I just sound like a douchebag.
Don't. We'll cut
listen,
it out.
You
can say whatever
like that
you want.
The whole time.
that's a very good point. That's a very good point.
No.
Go Rebels. I don't know. Aren't there no mistakes? Aren't there just like chances to learn?
Well, people always yes. talk about what they learned, and you talked about what you learned from it.
I don't think. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
you
I think
you
so.
You
you're right. I'm not okay. Hey, I wasn't trying to step. All right.
No. Our
call
our
me
point,
backpedal Bill.
No.
Backpedal.
No, Bill,
yeah,
no.
Backpedal Bill's coming
there
in.
There are no mistakes. No. Yeah. I think that the kind of thought behind it is more like, hey, everybody fucks up. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're serious. Sometimes they're relatable. Sometimes they're insane. But like at the end of the day, everybody that we've talked to at least is like, I've moved on from it. I've learned from it. Or I've made a change because of it or mm-hmm. something like that. Whereas it's not like I made this mistake and now my life is fucked.
Right.
I'm sad and
yeah.
everything sucks.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
it's not as much like let's focus on everything that you've done wrong. It's like let's talk about something that you've done and then we discuss it or we talk about
cool.
it or we
yeah.
open it up. But
cool.
It's are more you, like let's talk about a mistake that you made and what you think about it and explore it and get into it and
did yeah. you want me to tell you you're not a fuck up?
No, no, I don't need that.
I'm just fucking with you.
I know.
He's like, please don't.
Please yeah.
don't. I don't need, if you think I'm not a fuck up, then that's.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
barometer
yeah,
isn't the
yeah.
one I'm
Ross.
Going off of,
yeah,
Mary Jane.
Exactly.
That's fair. I can't even be mad.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, you know, I think it's good for me, I think it's good to look at it and be like, oh, here's something that I did that wasn't good. But we'll talk about it and we'll deal with it and not shove it under the rug and like admit that we all make mistakes. I got so sick of people being like, Holly is perfect. Holly's never, yeah. ever fucked up.
Look at, okay, I see what you're
and
saying.
And they were like, you know who else has never fucked up? Mary J. She's, yeah. those people two ladies are that. Perfect.
Yeah.
And it was intimidating.
Super intimidating.
And we were like, we want people
Mary,
to be able to
can
talk
I brush
to
your
us.
Hair?
Yeah. So we were like, we yeah. should probably do a podcast to let people know, like, yeah. we have
Mary,
messed up before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary, you
cool.
look amazing.
I was it's just exhausting. Thinking, like, yeah.
Things
it's truly
could tweet
exhausting.
If they wanted to.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh yeah, I need to pull up our phone number because I forget it. But, Will, where can people find you if they want to follow your comedy?
Oh yeah, you can find me typically all around the Mid South. I'll be at where will I be? I'll be at Hyenas in Dallas next week.
Woo.
And then I'll be back in Houston mostly. You can find me on Facebook at William Lynn Loden Jr. That's my government name. And on Instagram at Will_Loden.
Will_Loden. And you're based out of Houston.
Yeah,
yes,
I live
so
in Houston now.
Check 713. It out, Houston.
Scrooston, baby. Ooh, whoop.
Scrooston.
I haven't
like
been
that.
To Houston since I went to the Houston Rodeo. You.
Yeah, I lost my virginity after the Houston Rodeo.
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like recently?
Yes, recently. Very, very recently. It was actually, last rodeo season was in April, so.
After
yeah.
you went to the rodeo?
Yeah.
Did the person that you lost your virginity with also go to the rodeo with you?
Yes.
Wow. I've never been like, I'm so horny after a rodeo.
Well,
but, you know.
Yeah. It was pretty dope.
Mary J., where can people find you?
I thought you were going to say, Mary J., are you a virgin? And I was going to say, yes.
lie. Why would you lie on
saving
our podcast?
I'm not lying.
For
I'm
when I was younger, I used to tell people I was saving myself for Lil Wayne.
Oh, he was a virgin. Never mind.
Wheezy?
Yeah. Wheezy, y'all.
At Mary J. Berger on all platforms.
I am at Holly Perk on Twitter and at Perkalurk on Instagram. We're at Whoops Pod on Twitter and at Whoops Podcast on Instagram. Also, you can call us, leave us a voicemail, or text us your own mistakes, and we will read them on the podcast. Our number is 615-375-6167. Don't be intimidated to call and leave a voicemail. I will literally never answer, and I will never, ever call you back. So text us, follow us, rate us, review us, subscribe, tell your friends, all the things. Help us. Okay, thank you for listening. Thanks so much for coming, Will.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.